This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Lawmakers returned to the state capitol today after 4 days of protests over the death of George Floyd, and they held a moment of silence. Democratic Senator Rhonda Fields asked her colleagues for leadership, not thoughts and prayers. She says it's hard being black in America.
The injustice continues time and time again, and I'm not seeing any change. The only change I'm seeing is someone has a cell phone and they record the action.
Meanwhile, Denver Mayor Michael Hancock says police arrested 170 people yesterday during a fourth night of clashes with protesters. They are protesting police violence and killings in the wake of Floyd's death a week ago today in Minneapolis. Organizers say Denver police used tear gas and other chemicals on peaceful protesters, but the mayor says police engage with protesters only when appropriate.
We have confiscated AK-47s, we've confiscated handguns, machetes, axes, heavy chains, you know, flashbang bottles, Molotov cocktails. And so I want people to understand there is a very dangerous element embedded in these demonstrations.
Denver's curfew tonight through Thursday night is from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. Another protest march is planned for tonight. 88 in Denver, 75 in Vail, 96 degrees in Pueblo. There is a chance of thunderstorms for Denver. This is CPR News.